PRI, Public Radio International.
I have done nothing but write note after note to the greater glory of God. Now the music is done, and I am happy to have written it. What Verdi wrote was one of the greatest choral works of the 19th century, Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem from Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts. I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome to a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Just the Mendelssohn Choir is on stage right now. Here's their music director, Robert Page, with a few words about this week's musical mystery.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is my happy duty this evening to introduce the mystery tune. Now, it is a mystery in many ways. Number one, when Verdi wrote it, it was as a challenge. It's like a musical crossword puzzle. And his friend Boito, the conductor, said, Giuseppe, take a look at this and see what you can find out. Well, he took the challenge. In the paper was published what was called a Scala Enigmatica, which is an enigmatic scale. Instead of going straight to Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, it was Do, Re flat, Mi, Fa sharp, So sharp, La sharp, Ti, and Do. So Verdi took the challenge. Now bear in mind, he's about 80 years old, but he's still studying Palestrina and all the polyphonic composers of the period. And this was after he had done Falstaff. He then put together this scale as a cantus firmus, an old Renaissance polyphonic idea, where one line sings the note for about four beats while other voices are moving above the line. So we have four verses. The first two he gives to the bass and the alto, beginning on Do. Then the next two verses, three and four, he gives to the tenor and to the soprano, who sing the cantus. And then he brings all the voices together. So it's an incredibly beautiful piece, and another side of the Verdi that you will hear when we do the Requiem.
Thank you.
Ave Maria by Giuseppe Verdi, performed by the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh and music director Robert Page. Coming up, the Requiem by Giuseppe Verdi. But first, an historic performance from Pittsburgh, long out of print on the Command Classics label. The Quartet in E Minor by Giuseppe Verdi, transcribed for string orchestra. Written in March of 1873, just after the premiere of Aida, you might hear a little of the Princess Amneris here and there. Verdi wrote very little for instruments without voice. At first, he disowned his string quartet, but Toscanini conducted a string arrangement, and Verdi didn't seem to mind. Just the same, there haven't been many recordings of the string quartet by Verdi since this one from Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Pittsburgh in 1964.
Thank you. Thank you.
Giuseppe Verdi's String Quartet in E Minor, transcribed for string orchestra and played by the strings of the Pittsburgh Symphony under the direction of former music director William Steinberg. A collector's item, the LP has notes by the Boston Symphony's program annotator, Michael Steinberg. Engineer Robert Fine made the record on 35mm film at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Pittsburgh, 1964. Jim Cunningham here. We'll take a short break for station identification, then return with the Requiem Mass by Giuseppe Verdi.